wasn't a lot of fanfare about it. It was just another Miles Davis record date, you know, like, because Miles had been making good records all the time. I like the ones I heard with Joe and him on, I loved all them records, you know, so.
All the like, prestige stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking about they did some stuff with Columbia, too, with Joe and I. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of things like that. And so I loved all those records, so I was just happy to be in that situation to be able to do that. So, like, I probably got there first because I had to bring the drums and set them up and stuff like that. So then everybody else started to come in. Then Wenton came in from Brooklyn and saw what's his name and panicked. You know, said, well, wait a minute, man. He said, I thought I was on the gig, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And Bill Evans is sitting at the piano. So he said, he was befuddled, you know. So I said, well, man, don't worry about it. You both on the gig, so, you know, don't go crazy. You know, so that's what happened, you know. So, like, we were there, and Miles came in with some papers, not maybe some music paper or something like that, but it wasn't a big thing. He just came in and told them what they wanted to do. Evidently, maybe him and Bill had been planning it or something in his basement. You know, he had a little basement with a piano down there and some stuff like that, and they probably ran over it. I didn't know nothing about it till. When I got there, you know, he just said, this is what we're doing, blah, blah, like that. So that's when it went down like that. You know, so this song is this. He would tell them, like, this is a ballad or something. You can play it like you can play these three chords and as long as you want to. And then you would go to these chords, and we would call that the middle. You can play that as long as you want. Then you come back to the first three chords, you know, like that. You got your freedom, you know, so that's what happened. You know, they started to play like the music like that. And he said, you know, Jimmy, you know what to do. And just, you know, just make it sound like it's floating or something like that. And I said, okay, that means brushes, you know, so we did that. And the only tune that we used Wenton on, you know, was the one that he knew Wenton could do it, you know.
Put the grease in it.
You put the grease in it, yeah. Bill could do it to where you didn't know. You probably couldn't do it like Wenton. It's two different styles, and that's what he wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what happened. That's how it all came about. We all did it, most of it in one take a piece because he didn't like to go over things because he figured that was, you know, every time you do it, it would probably get worse or something. So he liked the first out of the barrel kind of a thing, you know. So that's how most of it happened, except for the tune that Wenton played on. He stopped that because it was one turnaround in it that he didn't want a certain chord played. Mm-hmm. So he stopped that and said, Wenton, don't play that chord. Mm-hmm.
That's Freddie, too?
Freddie Freeland, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think he said, don't play A flat or whatever that chord was. Or. Mm-hmm. So that's what we played that again, and that was that. You know, so like the whole date went like that. In fact, it was two dates, actually. We did another date to finish it, I think, a couple of weeks later. Mm-hmm. But it all went down like clockwork. And everybody thought, you know, it went down good, but nobody had no inkling that it'd last as long as it did and be as popular as it got, mm-hmm. You know, like, and be the greatest jazz-selling record in history. That I wouldn't highly believe that anybody told me anyway, because I'm looking at, I said, you mean sold more records than Louis Armstrong or Duke Ellington or Count Basie, you know, any of those guys? It was hard, that was hard for me to believe, but it did, you know, so mm-hmm. There it is.